When you see something difficult look easy, there's a bunch of 4:30 in the morning wake-ups that made that happen.
It's hard to get motivated at 5 in the morning. And maybe you do it one day, but again and again, you're gonna go out there again. You're gonna get rejected, you're gonna go do it again and again. That is the X-ray vision.
It's seeing through all the late nights. It's seeing through all the early mornings to get to your goal.
Those are just obstacles.
If you want uncommon results, you can't live a common life. You can't be like everyone else. You can't go out on the weekend. You can't sleep in late. You can't watch TV at night. You can't do what common people do and want uncommon results living a common life. Going for that life, you're going to have to kill off all comfort. The only way to be admired is to do things that suck.
You have to train your brain by doing things that make you uncomfortable consistently to build this mindset that when things are hard, which they will be, we don't shy away, we don't quit, we attack.
You have to attack. You have to keep attacking. The enemy has to know he is not going to give up. You must break the soul whenever the fuck is in front of you. Nothing wants to stand in front of anything that is relentless. Nothing.
All it is showing up every day, doing the shit you know you're supposed to do, going to bed and repeating that no matter how long it takes, and making sure that no distractions, no bullshit, no people, nothing gets in your fucking way.
I'm seeing through all those walls. I'm getting to where I want to go.
How you become hard is doing shit that you don't want to do. You have to take yourself out of your comfort zone and bury yourself in something that makes you feel so horrible that you have to see how your mind's thinking in that horrible situation and overcome it while you're in shit. That's what makes a human being hard.
You have to struggle. The bigger the suffering, the more peace.
Push harder. Make yourself get out of the comfort zone and get into the combat zone where you have to fight, where you have to dig deep, where strength and power and fortitude are found. Have you ever finished a workout and said, "Gee, I'm glad I took it easy. I'm glad I didn't push myself too hard"? No.
When you slack off during a workout, you feel weak and you feel defeated. But when you go hard, when you allow for no slack whatsoever, when you meet that wall of pain and suffering and you power right through it, that feeling stays with you and it builds and it strengthens everything you do that day. That's what makes you a tougher human being. That's what makes you unstoppable. So when you hit that wall, you batter that wall, attack that wall, and don't stop attacking until you break through to the other side.
It's in those moments you must retrain your mind to think differently in hell.
If you don't control your mind, it'll control you. You must control your focus.
If you'll resist taking the easy road and discipline your thinking, discipline your focus, your actions will naturally take you in the direction you want to go.
If you can push yourself beyond what most people give up on, you're going to get there eventually. How do you build a muscle? Work it beyond its comfort zone many times. Because muscles respond to demand. Same thing is true of your mind. You get more strength and faith when you demand it of yourself. Courage, commitment, anything. You build mental fortitude every time you push yourself beyond what's comfortable.
That's what gives me confidence, is facing these things, overcoming them. And maybe not overcome them every day, but facing them and facing them and facing them. Pretty sweet like this. Oh, man, this is where it's at. It's not in that comfort zone. It's in the discomfort zone is where my confidence is getting built. It's all about your mind takes control of you. You have to say, "Fuck you, I run this motherfucker."
Winners wake up early, put the work in, intentionally do hard, be mentally tough, and get ready to attack today.
You have to be mentally tough to get to that next level. You have to take action under any circumstances.
If you want to be a winner, it will get harder before it gets easier.
If you're on the path for anything that's great or good, it will be pure hell. You start hitting adversity, people start making fun of you, and you're not getting the progress as fast as you want it, what do you do?
If you want to win, quit quitting.
If you want to quit, I
understand why you want to quit. I want to quit 10 million times. But I decided I'm going to quit quitting. Then, dadgummit, I'm going to see this thing through.
What would your life look like today if all the things that you said you would do in the past, you actually did?
You just have to stop stopping. You got to quit quitting.
If you're not feeling your best, you got to take action. This is where we start separating ourselves. Everybody's talented. Everybody's gifted. Not everybody is mentally tough. Not everybody is strong. Not everybody is willing to come up with a solution and do whatever it takes.
The question is not if life is going to get hard. We can guarantee that. The question is, are you mentally tough to get through it?
And when you get to a point where you make a decision to be relentless, there are things that people who are relentless get that people who are not, they don't get.
I am getting up every day and intentionally, on purpose, doing things that are hard. And if I do things that are hard, when I make more calls than anybody else, when I wake up in the morning when I don't want to, when I go ahead and put my phone down in the gym and put it on Do Not Disturb so I don't mess with it, put my music on, grind for an hour and a half, when I do those things, when I do four stretches, that means if I'm doing a set of 10 and then 10 it burns, I'm like, nah, you know what, I'm gonna do three more. I'm gonna do four more for me. I'm gonna torture me intentionally.
I know that when I'm lifting weights, when it's a set of 5, I do 6. When it's a set of 8, I do 9. When it's 45 on the treadmill, I do 46. When it's supposed to be 20 phone calls, I make 21. When it's supposed to be an 8-hour workday, I work 9. Whatever it is, I always do one more. And what that does is it makes me eventually think I'm doing things other people aren't willing to do, so I should get things other people aren't gonna get.
How can you beat someone who cannot fucking quit? How can you beat someone who every time they go through a hard time, they get better and they get stronger instead of getting weaker and getting demoralized? How can you beat someone who looks back on all the tests that they've had and said, yeah, that wasn't shit, dude. Bring it the fuck on. As opposed to the person who's like, oh my God, I can't believe this happened. It's going to be the person who has a stoic mentality, who looks at it and says, all right, we'll get through it. Not freaking the fuck out. Struggle and hardship and bad times and tests, those are all part of the journey. Every time you go through these hard things, you get better, you get stronger, you get mentally tougher. And the more mentally tough you become, the easier your life will be. Be the only one in a group that wants to quit but doesn't and push through. Whatever it is we're going to do, we're going to do it all the way. Total immersion. Total immersion means we are going to go in deeper, harder, stronger, faster, and crazier than anyone else ever has before. Nothing worthwhile is going to be given to you. It's going to be earned, and it's going to be earned through your pain, through your misery, through your suffering. People that succeed quit fucking quitting when things get hard. Quitting is a habit. Quitting is a mentality. It's a core value of people. You know, this isn't for me because it's fucking hard. It's all fucking hard. That's what you don't understand. Any path you take to get where you want to be, if that place is worthwhile to go, it's going to be fucking hard. Every single path that you could possibly take to get somewhere where you want to be is going to be hard. Struggle, pain, misery, frustration, those are signs that you are on the right path and making progress. You have to learn to identify these things as indications that you are on the right path. Nobody that is where you want to be has gotten there without these struggles, without the bleeding, without the pain, without the misery. Nobody. So what makes you think that you're going to be able to be that person that gets there with none of those things? And if you want to be something big, you want to dream big, you want to be something great, you are going to have to learn to accept the struggle as part of the recipe.
It's about gaining control of your mind, putting things back in the proper perspective, and then saying, I really do want to be here, and I'm going to have a bunch of these 1 seconds, and I have to learn to control these, because if I fail, I will not be a doctor, I will not be a lawyer, I will not be whatever the fuck it is.
Every single day, you need to look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, what am I willing to do to get what I want? And if the answer is, whatever the fuck I have to, you'll get there in time. until you change. Not until the economy changes, not until the market changes, not until your manager changes. Until you change, nothing changes.
It's not going to be easy. If you're willing to put forth effort, it can be a reality.
Download this video and audio by becoming a member at BenLionelScott.com. Plus, get early access to all new content and hundreds of exclusive videos.